Jama'ah for Taraweeh is filled, but there's like a myth. A lot of people pray Taraweeh and they actually don't pray five times a day. It's ironic, probably no one here is, you know, needs that nasiha, but a lot of people do. A lot of people who pray every Taraweeh, but they're not praying five times a day. And this is like an example of owing your landlord rent. But then you never pay him his rent. You never pay him his rent, but then you give him a Christmas gift and you give him an Easter gift and a New Year's gift, right? But you never pay him rent. So it's pointless. Now, believe it or not, most of the fuqaha, they say this salah is actually batil if you're not in the process of making up old salah, old faridas, the fard. So let's say you owe 10 years of fard, right? You don't even bother. Or let's say you don't even pray at all. You're skipping Fajr and Dhuhr and then come and pray Taraweeh. That person, if he's purposely, consciously not praying five times a day, his Taraweeh is batil, right? It's batil until he commits invalid, void. Just like the gift, the Christmas gift that you give, a New Year's gift, you give to the landlord, but you're not paying rent. The gift is batil, void, throw it in the garbage. It's worthless, it doesn't do anything, right? So people have to be, either praying their five prayers or committing to making five times salah, or if they've missed prayers, they need to be committing to make them up in the process. Then at that point, all their nawafil are valid and acceptable. Right, so if you know people, now I'm not saying this to you because you people obviously are seen here all the time, you pray five times a day. But if you know people who are like this, you have to tell them, if you're praying Taraweeh 8 and 20 rak'ahs, you should also, more importantly, be praying your five times a day. Right? You should tell them.